A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now from the Baltimore Banners, he does every Friday, Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. First of all, how you feeling?
Good, guys. I'm doing all right. It's been a while since I've been on here because of the holidays, but a lot has certainly changed in those weeks.
I got to be honest with you. I like that whole Monday through Wednesday thing. That's pretty awesome. But anyway, what happened Tuesday? And meaning, because Nolan and I were on the air, and John Harbaugh was not relieved of his duties while other coaches were feeling the heat. I mean, Raheem Morris was gone by the end of Sunday night in Atlanta. We assumed that John Harbaugh was going to remain gainfully employed. What can you tell us about what happened Tuesday, which ultimately led to John Harbaugh now being the ex-coach of the Ravens?
Yeah, I don't have the inside info on that. I don't know. If anyone ever will, I mean, you know, even listening to that Todd Monken interview yesterday on the Ryan Ripken show, he said he wasn't privy to what exactly was the breaking point with all that. I imagine Lamar Jackson is probably pretty central to whatever disagreements there were. You know, maybe John wanted to bring back Zach Gore, and that was a breaking point, but it's tough to say. I do have my suspicions about the veracity of the Adam Schefter report about like guys coming up to John Harbaugh crying on Tuesday or Wednesday after they found out that he was leaving. I think most of the guys on the team had scattered to the four winds. So as always with these kind of situations, just be careful of who you're getting information from. Consider the source. But you know, there's a lot that is still kind of wrapped up in a black box. I don't know if we'll get a whole lot of clarity from Steve Bisciotti on Tuesday, because he's going to keep things professional. And I don't know if John Harbaugh is ever going to spill the beans, because he's, you know, a very, very classy individual in that way. But you know, I don't think it's out of the question to say that there was a lot of stuff that was simmering that probably reached a boil when those two guys you know, got that chance to meet on Tuesday.
Now, it looks like this is going to be a pretty comprehensive search for a new head coach. They've got, I can't even count how many interview requests out there. They've completed two already, I guess.
I think nine right now.
Right, and it might even keep growing from there. But of that group, I mean, which names would you actually consider legit that they're actually really interested in? Because, of course, some of these interviews are not more of an info gathering thing or testing the waters. They don't really go into it with serious intentions, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that everyone, but I mean, this is probably just wish casting on my part, but everyone but Davis Webb, who I think would be disqualified just based on his age. And I think, you know, he is the guy that if I'm the Ravens and I'm bringing in Vance Joseph, I would look to bring in him as the offensive coordinator because of their familiarity with each other in Denver. And then just like Matt Nagy, like I don't know how you go from Todd Monken, who did a lot to renovate and innovate this offense, to a guy whose offense in Kansas City, even though he wasn't necessarily the guy, you know, running the show or even calling the plays, you know, the knock on that offense, that Chiefs offense, was that it was not innovative, that the concepts were stale. They didn't do anything interesting to help their run game. So I think those two stick out like a sore thumb for me as far as like guys who probably would be further down my list. I don't know, you know, Anthony Weaver could be a guy who's better served as a head coach than a defensive coordinator, but I don't know if, considering the timetable of this team, you want to like have a guy who's more CEO if he's not going to be a real floor raiser immediately with that defense, because you know that Dolphins defense has struggled. It's been bitten by injuries. It's had the talent drained out of it by the front office, but still, you know, he hasn't really been able to kind of transcend those surroundings. But I think for the most part, everyone else could be a guy who could be seen as someone who's going to come in right away and lift their respective side of the floor.
And looking ahead to some roster decisions here down the road, I think everyone kind of considers Marlon Humphrey that cap casualty. The number's too big. Then you throw in the recent performance. It just seems like an obvious choice. But where are you at with Roquan Smith right now? They did restructure prior to this past season, but we've got cap hits above $32 million these next 2 years. And his performance this year could also be questioned a little bit. What would you sense they might try to do with him? I mean, another restructure here, but I don't know if you really want to put void years on the end. What do you think?
Yeah, that's going to be tough. It's untenable, I think, as it stands right now, because of just how these deals were structured. And, you know, this has always been a problem, it feels like, with these big Ravens deals. It's just they are backloaded to hell. And when a guy has one slip up or one degree of fall off in his performance, then it does feel like the sky is falling with the fan base. I still think that, you know, he's a guy who, when properly motivated and put in the right system, can be that you know, force multiplier that the Ravens need from these guys that they're paying all that money to. You know, I don't know what the kind of open market cost would be on Roquan if he were to hit free agency. I think some team would probably pay, you know, over $18, $20 million a year for that guy, just because of the kind of track record that he has, because of how good he is as an on-field leader. So maybe you kind of use that as leverage to get him to, I don't know, take a pay cut, but to at least, you know, rework the deal with an extension that could very much bring down his cap hit these next 2 years. Because, you know, I thought, for the most part, in the middle part of the season, he looked like the Roquan of old. He was running, tackling, you know, doing a great job of locking up the middle of the defense. But when you look at how poorly he started the season, you think about him getting, you know, cooked in coverage against the Bills. And then you think about how poorly he played in Pittsburgh, where he just, you know, I think he had one solo tackle total. Just not good enough. You know, I think you want someone who's as consistent as Fred Warner is when he's healthy. And I don't think Roquan was that.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, last thing for you as we let you get up and enjoy your weekend. You talk about extending and reallocating money and all of the fun stuff. But the number one guy is number eight, Lamar Jackson. Do you anticipate things getting as acrimonious as they were back in 2023, where he literally requested a trade and things seemed to be at a boiling point? All got rectified. He won MVP, should have won it last year, et cetera, et cetera. But will we see that level of drama this offseason?
I'm inclined to say no. But then again, you know, that was me who asked the trade request question to John Harbaugh at those NFL owners meetings in 2023 after looking at my phone, because he had the idea of tweeting that literally as the owners meeting started. So there is always potentially something up Lamar's sleeve. You just never know what it's going to be. But you know, what I keep coming back to is there really anywhere else that's going to, one, offer him as much money as the Ravens probably will? You know, I'm sure they'll go top of the market again, plus a little bit more just to, you know, to reset the market. But that's kind of how it happens for guys who are less accomplished than Lamar. And where else in the NFL would Lamar be willing to go that would put him close to a Super Bowl? Like, I don't know if he hears the clock ticking, you know, in terms of just his window to be a guy who could be a, you know, a force multiplier as a quarterback. But things are pretty good here in Baltimore. Like, I know it didn't really feel like it a whole lot this year. At the guard play, definitely left something to be desired. But there are a lot of teams that are supposed contenders right now who are going to be having to do, who are going to have to be doing a lot of homework, a lot of hair cutting this offseason to try to get under the salary cap. And the teams that need quarterbacks are in a lot of trouble. And I don't know if Lamar would ever want to, you know, throw himself out there to try to get a little bit more on his next deal. So I have a feeling that because of how this offseason has already unfolded with Harbaugh, that there's probably only a small chance for that kind of acrimony. But you just never know, guys.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, appreciate the time as always. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
And Jonas Schaefer, I'm sure, shedding a tear about his interactions with John Harbaugh over the years. Maybe we'll elaborate on that when we talk to him next week.
Yeah. That's an adjustment, man.
Sure.
I mean, pretty much everyone on the beat. How many people on the beat were here for Billick? I mean, Preston.
Yeah. Coleman.
Jameson. Not many.
I think Jeff was covering the Orioles at the time. If I'm not Keith Mills, Millsy, Stan Fan. I mean, there are a few out there.
That's more than I thought.
Yeah. I mean, but we'll get it. You know, it is what it is. We'll come back. How about we talk about what happened in the world of sports last night with a whip around and this day in Ravens history, and a pretty cool moment in Orioles history took place on January 9th. Stick around. Keith Kavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. He's been on that Maryland beat for a bazillion years, going back to Lefty Drizel. That's how old Keith is. And we'll talk about what's going on with Maryland hoops this year and how the football things are all unfolding. They've done a good job keeping the stars, but they have lost some pieces. Mike Loxley, so stick around for that. Then your phone calls, 410-583-1057. It's Featured Artist Friday. It's the Cars. NFL playoffs start this weekend. Hey, maybe LaFleur loses in Green Bay. He's available. McDermott in Buffalo, he could be available. So the nine already the Ravens are in touch with? Could be more.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game, everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
Time for the Whip Around. Orioles yesterday reached arbitration agreements with a lot of players, including Ryan Mountcastle. Wow. Because here's a guy we're talking about not even getting tendered a contract. The Orioles sign him, and it's a deal where there's a club option in 2027. So Ryan Mountcastle, Nolan, goes from a guy that we thought was going to be talked about in the past tense to someone who has not only signed a deal, I don't think he'll be around in 27, you never know, but got an extra added incentive, if you will,
yeah,
to what's
going
on here.
There isn't that clear route for him to get into the lineup, obviously. And with him being pretty much a starting everyday player for his career when he was healthy, I can understand why people would say, all right, yeah, you're probably going to move on. But to me, I think he might make a little more sense at this point, being in that bench player a couple times a week. He starts emergency in case something happens to Alonso type of guy. Because let's be honest, I mean, Mountcastle's going to be banged up himself this year. It's just that's the track record he's had where he's going to miss some time.
Yep.
But he's also a guy that when he gets hot, he is volcano hot for could be upwards of a month. So, I mean, let's say we get into June and all of a sudden he's swinging a hot bat. I'm going to find a way to put him in there. But when he cools off, I don't have to play him. I mean, you were always going to have to keep one of Mayo and Mountcastle. And it just naturally made more sense to keep Mountcastle and trade Mayo because of their respective value. At this point,
6.8 basically for 26 with a $7.5 million club option for 27. Gunshow, who said last night on a rival station, that hot stove, that he had a right shoulder impingement, which may have affected his performance last year. Gunnar Henderson, well, he's got $8.5 million to rub on that sore shoulder. As his salary went from $775,000, which, by the way, you and I would take in a heartbeat, just for the reason of taking $775,000, to $8.5 million. And obviously, his big payday is still yet to come, but that's a pretty impressive pay raise for a guy coming off a down season. And as he said last night, you know, may have been injury related. He was slow coming out of the gate because he got hurt early in spring training.
Mm-hmm. If that's the numbers he's going to post, though, in a year where he gets off to a delayed start and is also dealing with a nagging injury, if that's the floor, I think we're in good shape.
Oh, no,
because
doubt.
All right, but by 2 years ago standard, underwhelming, right? Where he was, you know, a WAR of over 9, insane power and just everything you could want in a player. I'll say this too, coming around defensively last year, that was a big deal for him too. Where, you know, all right, offensive numbers not as good as they were a year prior, but for him to really sort out that defense, that smoothed out any. I hate to say concerns, but that smoothed things out for me good bit.
And we'll talk more Orioles next week as we creep yet closer to pitchers and catchers. I believe it's February 11th, pitchers and catchers, down in Sarasota, which is a little more than a month away. College football last night, the Fiesta Bowl, a game that you heard on 105.7 The Fan. It was a brilliant game. It went deep into the night. Literally came down to the final play, and if you missed it, here's what you missed.
Chambliss connects the snap, backpedals, launches to the end zone, broken up, and the Miami Hurricanes head home to play for a championship.
Chris Fowler on the call, Trinidad Chambliss, pass to the corner of the end zone. I thought it was pass interference, by the way, at the end of the game. Carson Beck made a couple of big plays, including scoring, which proved to be the game-winning touchdown. But for Ole Miss, disappointing end to a season. Commend them for getting to the semifinals after all the drama with Lane Kiffin, who apparently was involved in all of this stuff with the Washington quarterback, Williams, who circled back to UW because his ass was about to get sued. I guess that had a lot to do with it. But for them to get to where they got to, hats off to Ole Miss, but Miami, Nolan, we were talking about it yesterday. A lot of people didn't even want him invited to the party. And here they are hosting the party in the national championship game, either against Oregon or Indiana, a game you can hear on The Fan tonight.
Well earned, especially after last night. I don't know what you can say about this team to knock them anymore at this point. And I'm getting a kick out of Cristobal, all his interviews. And to be fair to him, probably tired of being asked the same questions over and over, but he's just kind of gone robotic with the, we're going 1-0 every week, 1-0 every week, 1-0 every, all right, show a little emotion, man. The confetti's raining down, give us something.
31-27 was the final score, so Miami awaits the winner of Indiana and Oregon, as we said, number one ranked Hoosiers taking on the Ducks. You can hear that game. 7:30 is when we get ready to rock and roll here on 105.7 The Fan. Real quick, college hoops, Hofstra beat Towson 78-67. Tigers, preseason favorites to win the CAA. They're 0-4 in the league. What the hell is going on? UMBC beat Maine 69-62. It's the whip around this day in sports history local. Today's January 9th, 2011, at Arrowhead, wild card round of the playoffs. 15 years ago, Ravens blow out the Chiefs 30-7. Willis McGahee, Ray Rice with touchdowns. Flacco touchdown pass to Anquan Boldin. Billy Cundiff kicked 3 field goals, Nolan. Terrell Suggs had 2 sacks as the Ravens advanced to Pittsburgh. And unfortunately, would play in one of the worst, in my humble opinion, one of the worst losses, certainly playoff losses, in Ravens history. Super Bowl XI took place on this day as Oakland beat the Vikings 32-14. Fred Biletnikoff was the MVP of that game for Al Davis and John Madden. Kirk Gowdy, Danny Don Meredith on the call. Disney's Small World was the halftime show.
We're getting to this time of year.
Yeah, a long way from Bad Bunny or whoever the hell that guy is. How about this? Kickoff, 3:47 Eastern time out at the Rose Bowl. The sun was still out in Pasadena when the game ended.
I could kind of get behind that.
You think? Those were the days where the Super Bowl would end and be like, hey, we got the Bing Crosby Pro-Am coming up after the Super Bowl. Now the Super Bowl ends and you're staggering your ass upstairs. And this day, baseball, real quick, January 9th, 1990, Jim Palmer and Joe Morgan were elected to the Hall of Fame. Palmer, 3 Cy Youngs. Joe Morgan, 2 most valuable players. First ballot, both got over 90% of the vote. So, Cakes and Little Joe get voted into the Hall of Fame this day 36 years ago. We'll come back, talk about what's going on in Maryland. Keith Calvin, AllTerrapinTypes.com. Take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. News from the Nest at noon. Going to hear more from Todd Monken, who was on the Ryan Ripken show. As a matter of fact, we're going to hear from Ryan Ripken himself coming up at 1:30.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. I haven't spoken to him in a while. A lot to talk about as well. Keith, good morning. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas and all that fun stuff because we've missed you.
Yeah, it's been a whole year, I think. Anyhow, yeah. Eureka moment, guys. Eureka moment. Just as I was fixing to come on the air with you guys, the Terps finally got a portal lineman 10 minutes ago. They had gotten 5 portals already, all skilled position players. They don't need skill position players. They need linemen. So good to. I'm pleased to announce that former UCF Central Florida D lineman Derek LeBlanc just committed to Maryland this morning, 6'5", 310. Of course, it's portal madness out there right now, and we'll get into that. Now, the bad news is he played 9 games this year, only had 11 tackles. He's a former 4-star Florida native who originally signed with Oklahoma. Again, they need bodies. Again, they have 5 portals so far, 3 receivers and 2 running backs. Now, they do need to replenish the receiver core, but in priority, need OLs, DLs, a backup veteran quarterback, and some defensive backs. So hopefully this runs a little wave of linemen, but finally the first lineman's on board via the portal incoming. We've got about 15 kids have already left, so need to fill some spots.
And you mentioned DBs there, Keith Cavanaugh, that have left, and a couple of pretty significant contributors to last year's team, and you're thinking, well, you were 4-8. How great could they have been? But, you know, Maryland did, you know, Loxley felt the pain, it sounds like, from some defensive backs deciding to apply their trade elsewhere.
Well, 2 just popped to Arkansas yesterday, Roland and Lee. Now, here's the problem. These guys are all 4-stars in high school. One was local from Flowers High School, Braden Lee. So are these guys either recruit misses or are they not being developed in Maryland? Because we're seeing the 2 good council 4-star defenders, D linemen, Avery and Gooden, former 4-stars, never did anything here, really. I think they're going to South Dakota and Sacramento State. So what? I didn't even know Sacramento State was still around as a football program. So, you know, obviously, you've lost some guys. A former 4-star linebacker from Florida, Michael Harris. You lost another D tackle this week, Demetrius Nicholas. Obviously, Nolan Ray is gone, the running back who they had pinned their future on. He transferred to BC this week. Leon Houghton, Kevin Humes, Dylan Fontas, the D lineman. So, yeah, guys are naturally going to leave. It happens. Fortunately, most of their headliners are staying. Now, this year, I don't think Maryland had enough elite headliners to attract buku bucks from other schools, i.e. Jay Sean Barm or Roman Hemby or C.J. Dupree, guys who left, Preston Howard. You know, of course, he went down to Auburn and did a little bit this year, the kid from McDonough. So they're able to retain most of the guys, knock on wood, so far, but much portal work still to do, particularly on the 2 lines.
Move over to basketball here. Not that that's been any better as of late, but still searching for that first conference win. You got this West Coast trip coming up. I'm looking here. I mean, since they joined the Big Ten, their low water mark in terms of conference wins is 7. Happened twice. I mean, did they even get to 7 this year at this rate? I mean, it,
guys. Yeah, I obviously UCLA tomorrow night and part of this West Coast swing. Now, the good news with USC, bad news for him, Rodney Rice is done for the year, and he was really spurring them on. UCLA tomorrow, coming off the whiskey loss, UCLA, that is. They got the hotshot point guard portal transfer, Dent, from New Mexico. They got Sky Clark, who's been everywhere, Illinois, Louisville, but mostly importantly, Tyler Billadome, the 6'9". He's a game changer type creative guy, averaging 18.5 and 5.5. So they're going to have a handful. They run that high ball screen, pick and roll, and really hit the 3 balls. What does Maryland defend? Not very well, the 3 ball. But here's the view from 30,000 feet, gentlemen, on basketball. 2 things. They don't have a point guard. They don't have a go-to scorer. They don't have a pivot. They don't have a man in the middle. They don't have a lockdown defender. And this group is just not very basketball instinctive, sadly. Now, Buzz Williams only had X amount of time to cobble a group together, but it's kind of the misfit kids. They're still not running a great offensive system. And I have a theory. We'll see if it's true or not. If we don't see Payne this weekend, he may go for a medical and try to come back next year. You have to have not played more than 30% of your games to get a medical redshirt. And you can also apply for hardships if the NCAA gives you any grief on. Usually they acquiesce and kids threaten legal. But if we don't see Payne these next 2 days, and obviously his team can't win a league game without him probably, I wouldn't be shocked. Now, it's just a theory. Who knows? He could suit up tomorrow night. But the way this season's going, and he could have another year next year at Maryland, he's a guy who will make more money in college than at the professional level, be it overseas or the G League or whatever. Clearly, this is a transitional year. Clearly, we have to look forward to next year. There are a lot of bumps along the road this year. And Baba and the number three ranked recruit class coming in. But really, when you don't have a point, you don't have a center, you don't have a go-to scorer, you don't have a lockdown defender, and you're not that high basketball IQ, it's kind of a mess.
Keith Cavanaugh, bringing the positivity as always.
Yes.
Anything else going on in College Park real quick, Keith?
How about those the ladies, number eight, doubled up on Rutgers last night. His 16 threes reminds me of Bob Haney back in the day at the Pigtown YMCA.
Let's get it right.
Men's 60 and older league. But no, all is well. Hope the Terps can go out there and reboot on the West Coast. But, you know, schedule's only going to get tougher. And just hope for a little more portal madness incoming as opposed to outcoming. And we'll see what happens for football.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Keith, always appreciate the time. Keep it tuned to the fan. We have your favorite Cars songs coming up over the next hour.
My best friend's girl, what song?
Yeah, there you go. That's it.
No, Candio. Play that for him.
Killer song. That's a deep cut. Yeah. Anyway, Keith Cavanaugh, have a great weekend.
All right, y'all. See ya.
There's Keith, everybody. We'll come back, reset for you. News from the Nest, top of the hour. If you want to join us, News from the Nest style, we're going to reset. Todd Monken was on with Ryan Ripken last night, the Ryan Ripken show. Ryan Ripken will be on our show coming up at 1:30, so stick around for that. But Todd Monken, I mean, is it even worth trying to reflect on what went wrong in the end? But Todd Monken hotly disputes, him and Lamar didn't get along all that great, and that the team had quit on John Harbaugh. But as Joni Schaefer said earlier in the hour, it's not like everyone was crying like Adam Schefter made it sound like when John Harbaugh lost his job, too. So
they weren't there. They were not physically present.
Well, they were emoji hugs.
Maybe.
Emoji tears.
But Harbaugh put an emoji in his thank you letter.
He did?
I think.
Are we still bent that he didn't thank the fans when he walked out the door?
No.
Are we still going there? Anyway, we'll reset. You want to join us top of the hour? Do it now. 410-583-1057. Buy or sell 1215. Nate Davis, USA Today, will preview the NFL playoffs with him. And are there a couple of coaches that could be ex-coaches depending on how their teams do this weekend in said playoffs? In the portal, Terps picked up a commitment today from former Boston College defensive back Amari Jackson. He visited today. Today's January 9th. And
very good.
Couldn't leave without a commitment. 5'11", buck 90, rising redshirt senior. ACL knocked him out of 2024. Undisclosed injury limited him to just 4 games in 2025. Bill O'Brien's the head coach at Boston College. He's from Georgia. Year before all the injuries started to take place, 2023, 38 tackles, pass defense, interception, pick six, as a matter of fact. So there you go, 3-star recruit coming out of McDonough, Georgia, committed to Boston College over Northwestern and Virginia originally. So there you go, Amari Jackson filling a need that we literally just talked about not even 10 minutes ago.
Piece by piece. That's build right. The puzzle.
All right, let's get out to the phones. We got News from the Nest, top of the hour. We're going to hear more from Todd Monken, who was on with Ryan Ripken, the Ryan Ripken show yesterday. So we're interesting comments from Todd Monken talking about various subjects, including that 2023 AFC Championship game, which we're going to share for the people. But even he still wonders what the hell was going on in that one.
I know I am. I'm still wondering. A lot of fans out there.
That was a head-scratcher, for sure. But let's go to Mitch in New Jersey. Mitch, thanks for holding. What's happening?
How we doing, guys?
All right.
You know, last time I spoke to my grandson was due in 26, but he came. He decided to come in the 25th, being in such a great world we live in here. He's 15 days old, right? It's amazing how fast time goes.
Yeah.
And Nolan. I'm sure Bob can say the same thing. I have shirts older than you.
Right.
I'm complaining about being 30.
Yeah.
Don't complain, please.
You are 29?
I think. Last I checked.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right, Mitch. We have clothing older than Nolan McGraw. Right,
they don't make shirts like they used to.
That's right. They were better back in those days.
You should be complaining.
They actually fit back in, in those days.
And the two quarterbacks last night, I think they got themselves first round status. I think Cam was DC. You might as well go get paid good money, even just holding the clipboard. That was a bad non call at the end of the game. That was interference. Come on, if it's close, do it right. I'm sorry about that. And tonight's game, it's amazing. These are going to be the top two picks. And I feel sorry for the one that has to be stuck with the Jets.
Oh,
but
man.
They could, technically, they could go back to the senior years if they want to, right? And then it'd be a real weak draft.
Yeah, actually, they could. I think they both have eligibility left, for sure. Hey, Mitch, thanks for the call. Congratulations on your new grandson, for sure. Yes, there was, in my opinion, pass interference in the corner of the end zone. Now, was it uncatchable? Probably, but there was grabbing, there was holding. He made contact before the ball even reached the receiver. We've seen a lot less get called than that.
But in that moment,
well,
that's the big thing.
And sure.
I know people get tired of hearing it, the whole at the end of game situations. I wouldn't call that a Hail Mary. They were within pretty decent distance.
Inside the 40.
Yeah, it's not like they were at the midfield logo, but still, it was kind of like a desperation heave, bit of a moon ball. It was heading out of bounds. He did grab. I didn't think he grabbed enough for me to say that it was like, ah, man, I really got to throw a flag here. And I do tend to lean towards the swallow your whistle on plays like that type of thing.
Now, if that was your favorite team and they didn't make the call.
Oh, I'm pissed off.
Exactly.
I'm writing a letter to the commissioner.
Yeah, now with Mendoza and Moore, if you're projected to be the top two picks, where, say, a Chambliss, for instance, could stick around and make more money maybe at the collegiate level. I mean, if you're the top two picks in the draft, you got to go to the NFL because not even this day and age of the NIL pays you what the National Football League will pay you on your rookie contract.
And then 27 is looking a little more crowded as it is. Like Arch will be expected to come out there. So, I take the opportunity now. I mean, I get the sentiment. Like, do I really want to go to a team like the Jets? But I don't know, man. It's the NFL. You're that highly regarded as a quarterback. You're going to be going to a bad team. What more do you... You can't be saying, hey, send me to the Chiefs. Have me replace Mahomes. It's just that's not going to happen. Come on now.
We'll come back. News from the Nest. Todd Monken was on the Ryan Ripken show yesterday. We're going to have some of those cuts, so stick around for that. If you want to comment on the Ravens coaching search, which is still very much alive, now's your chance to get in. And has there been a more newsworthy week in Ravens history than you lose Sunday night, knocks you out of the playoffs? You fire your coach on Tuesday. First time that's happened in 18 years. And it was announced yesterday that the owner of the team, along with the GM, Eric DaCosta, and Steve Bisciotti, of course, Bisciotti's going to talk to the media for the first time in 4 years. I mean, this is, and, you know, you have some discord maybe within the ranks.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much.
But remember that when he talked 4 years ago, that was the very private, invite only.
Yeah. People tried to get in who weren't invited.
No. This was off the record. There was only like four people there.
Yeah, I remember. It was an invitation only, and some people who weren't invited tried to storm the castle.
It wasn't at the castle.
It was down in Florida, but you get my point. They tried to show up. Yeah, I'll explain it to you off the air, but we'll come back. News from the Nest, Todd Monken, buy or sell 12:15, and we'll preview the playoffs with Nate Davis from USA Today. Buffalo Bills, if they lose, could Sean McDermott be the ex-coach of that team?
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.